Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear beloved in Christ, our Lord Jesus tells us something astounding, and glorious, and beautiful. On that last harvest day, when the Son of Man comes in glory, we, the righteous, will shine like the sun. Despite the dark world of unbelief, we walk in the light of the faith of Christ, who is the light of the world. In Him we are righteous and will shine like the sun. Jesus is the light of the world, and we will reflect that light here on earth and even in eternity. If you've ever gone to a play or a dramatic presentation, you know that throughout all the acting and the singing, when the play comes to its conclusion and the curtain drops, they reopen the curtain and the stars come out one at a time, and the spotlight highlights each of those who were the stars of the play or the presentation. The light is shining on them because they did an excellent job, and they receive applause for what they did. In the same way, our Lord Jesus Christ, when He comes, in a way that we can only understand when the day actually happens, we are going to shine under the spotlight of the love of Jesus. And we will shine like the sun because we are righteous in Jesus Christ. You know, the Lord in whom we are righteous was described by Isaiah today in powerful words. The Lord is the King of Israel, the Redeemer, the Lord of the hosts, of the armies of angels. He is the I Am, the first and the last. There is no other God beside Him, no other rock. It is that Lord that we serve, and it is that Lord who sent His Son Jesus Christ to teach us this parable, the kingdom of heaven, and the good seed sown in the field. So today let's briefly consider, first of all, the sower of the seed, Jesus Christ, the Son of Man. Secondly, let's consider the field and the weeds, the world and the sons of the devil. And thirdly, the good seed and the wheat, the righteous ones, the sons of God. First of all, let's consider, most importantly, the sower of the seed, Jesus Christ, the Son of Man. Jesus, as it says in Matthew, had another parable to speak before them, before the crowds on the beach. Last week it was the parable of the sower of the seed, and today He continues that picture. The kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. The master of the house indeed has sown that good seed in the word of Jesus. Those of you who have gardens or fruit trees, in the spring planted the seeds, and now you're eating tomatoes and cucumbers and banana peppers and whatever you've grown in your garden because you sowed good seed, and so now you're bearing the harvest and the fruit of what you planted. Well, Jesus left the crowds and went into the house with His disciples to explain what this means. And He tells them, Jesus, myself, I, the Son of Man, and the one who sows the good seed of the Word of God, the reapers who I send out are the angels at the end of time, and I will gather into my kingdom at the harvest time, at the close of the age, my believers, my holy ones, into the barn. You see, the seed of the Word of God is in abundance here at the service today. You're hearing the gospel in the hymns that we're singing, in Psalm 122 that we chanted, in the Old Testament epistle and the gospel lesson. The seed of the Word of God is coming to you each and every week. That is why you come to church. You don't come to hear the Word of man. You come to hear the Word of God. My role as pastor and our new vicar is to proclaim to you not what we think, but what the Word of God says. And the Word of God says that the only seed that can truly bear fruit in God's kingdom comes from the Word of God, which Jesus Christ speaks to you here in this service and each and every time you read Holy Scripture. Rejoice that the sower of the seed, Jesus Christ, has sown the Word of God in your heart. And don't ever take that for granted. Thank Him for the pure Word of God that you've received all of your life. Then the second thing Jesus speaks about, of course, is the field and the weeds, the world and the sons of the devil. Jesus continues, "While the men in the village were sleeping, the enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat, and then went away." What a dastardly deed. What if one of your neighbors on your street in the middle of the night came into your garden and started throwing weed seeds all among your plants or in your yard? And all of a sudden you wondered, where'd all these weeds come from? The neighbor has done it? You see, the weeds that grow up to choke the wheat. The devil hates you. The devil is a liar, he's a murderer, and he's the father of lies. This enemy who did this, he is the one who spreads the wheat among the wheat. And you can't be pulling up all the weeds too soon, or you'll pull all the plants out with them, Jesus says. He says the weeds are the sons of the evil one, and the enemy who sowed them is the devil. The devil sows the weeds of unbelief everywhere. He convinces people that the Bible is mythology and not actually true, and so the weeds are sown. He convinces people that they have evolved from orangutans rather than been created by God in His image, and so he sows the weeds. He convinces people that marriage can be anything you make of it, rather than what God intends, as for a husband and a wife only in marriage, and he sows the weeds. He sows the weeds and says, oh, life in the womb can be disposed of, rather than, as God says, every child in the womb has been created by me and is a precious gift. He sows the weeds of the continual false prophets, whether it's Muhammad or Joseph Smith or all the heretics throughout history. The devil is doing everything he can to sow the weeds of false teaching and unbelief among the wheat. And that continues today. Be aware of the weeds all around us in our culture. Because at the close of the age, when the angels come, the weeds will be pulled up, Jesus says. They will be bundled up and burned in fire. All causes of sin and lawbreakers will be thrown into the fiery furnace of hell. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. You know, people don't really believe in hell. Everyone talks about heaven, all dogs go to heaven, everybody goes to heaven, everybody goes to heaven no matter what. But if you start talking about hell, people will laugh and mock. Hell is the place where the devil is. Hell is a place of eternal separation from God. The reason why unbelievers and those who would not repent end up in hell, and there's weeping and gnashing of teeth, is when they realize, I heard the gospel and I spat on it. I told God, get out of my life, God. I'm doing my own thing. And then sad fate for them is if people don't want God in their life now in time, well, in hell, they will not have Him for eternity. Thus they weep and gnash their teeth. The Lord Jesus Christ came so that would not be your fate. He came to save us from hell and from death and the devil. Praise be to God, then. The third thing that Jesus says is that you are good seed in the wheat, the righteous ones in the Son of God, and will be gathered into the barn of heaven. We often use the word salvation and saved, but don't think exactly what that means. It means you are saved from damnation and brought to salvation. It means you are saved from hell and brought into heaven. And that is exactly why Jesus Christ came. In fact, he took hell upon himself on the cross and said, my God, why have you forsaken me? He experienced the hell we deserved on the cross so that we, by grace, have the gift of eternal life. Now, Jesus wants you and I and makes you and I to be the good seed in the wheat. We are growing together in this world with all the weeds around us, but at the harvest time, another thing will be seen. On the last day and judgment day, these same angel reapers will gather the wheat into the barn that is of heaven, from the field of this world, the good seed of the children of the kingdom. Those of you who are farmers or were raised in the farm or on a ranch, you know how wonderful a barn is. You keep the animals safe there. You put the hay there. The barn is a good thing. It's a place where you rejoice in the harvest and thank God for the gifts of the abundant harvest of the field. And so here, heaven is pictured like a barn, gathered into the barn of heaven, where the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. He who has ears, let him hear. And so you're hearing with the ears in your head. You're mulling it over with the mind in your head. And now the Lord wants you to take it to heart in your spirit. Because the only way we can be the righteous in the kingdom of our Father is what Paul said in Romans chapter 8 today. He said, you are sons of God. The glory to be revealed in you, the freedom that you have in Christ, the first fruits of the Spirit that you have now is because you have been adopted as sons into God's family. We baptized the baby at the 8 o'clock service. You have been baptized, those of you who are baptized Christians. And when you were baptized, you were adopted into God's family. We are all brothers and sisters in God's family. And in God's family, Paul said, you have the redemption of your bodies. Redemption means to be bought with a price. Through the blood of Jesus Christ, you were bought, you were purchased, and redeemed. The blood of Christ, the Lamb without blemish, through that blood you are cleansed from your sins. You were given forgiveness, life, and salvation. Your body and soul is redeemed, and your body will be raised incorruptible on the last day. Being saved by grace through faith, you have justification and redemption through faith in Jesus and his blood. Paul says, in this hope, what does he say? We are saved. And know this, the Spirit intercedes for you as a saint according to the will of God. Those times you don't even know what to pray for, well, the Spirit prays for you. So in conclusion, at the harvest of the end of the age, sadly, in God's justice, the weeds will be thrown into the fiery furnace of hell. But because of God's grace and mercy, the wheat, you and I, will be brought into the barn of heaven. And we righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of our Father, because Jesus Christ's righteousness was earned for us, and we are accounted righteous in God the Father's kingdom. And you know, Paul knows that we often don't see this in our daily lives because we live under the cross. Paul said it's true right now in your life. You're going to have suffering, longing to be redeemed. The world is subjected to futility. Look around. Things are in bondage and decay, groaning like a woman in childbirth. In our weakness, we don't even know how to pray. But the Holy Spirit prays for us in words and groanings that cannot be spoken. We overcome all of this in Christ, crucified, risen, ascended, and returning. We walk in the light of Christ now. And on that day, we will shine like the sun in the kingdom of our Father, righteous in Christ Jesus. Until that day when we shine in heaven, may we shine with the brightness of Christ's light here on earth. Until that last harvest day, to the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be glory forever and ever. Amen. Now may the peace that surpasses our human understanding guard our hearts and minds and faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.